With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The job cuts axe is about to hit the Pentagon.
The Defense Department says that it's cutting 5,400 probationary workers starting next week and will put a hiring freeze in place. Staffers from the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, were at the Pentagon earlier in the week and received lists of potential employees. Officials say the lists do not include uniformed military personnel who are exempt. Probationary employees are generally those on the job for less than a year and who have yet to gain civil service protection. The Defense Department, which is the largest government agency, says it's reducing its civilian workforce by 5 to 8%. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump and Maine's governor got into a verbal spat over transgender athletes. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
During a meeting with visiting governors, the president chastised Democratic Maine Governor Janet Mills for allowing transgender athletes to continue competing in women's sports.
You better comply, because otherwise you're not getting any federal funding.
See you in court.
Every state, good, I'll see you in court. I look forward to that. That should be a real easy one.
Such bipartisan meetings with public officials are typically courteous and respectful, but Donald Trump told the governor,
and enjoy your life after governor, because I don't think you'll be in elected politics.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
Hamas freed the first two of six Israeli hostages due to be freed today under the Israeli-Hamas ceasefire. The two hostages were put into Red Cross ambulances after being brought out into a stage by masked and armed Hamas terrorists in front of a crowd in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. President Trump says he may put the U.S. Postal Service under the control of the Commerce Department in what would amount to an executive branch takeover of the independent agency. More news at srnnews.com. A country music artist opens up about his Christian faith.
Jelly Roll says he has, in his words, a heart for Jesus and believes God is working on him. The country singer recently teamed up with contemporary Christian music artist Brandon Lake on the song Hard Fought Hallelujah. Lake shared a video online of Jelly Roll discussing his faith journey. He said he may wear his faith differently than other people and that he's got, quote, a long way to go, unquote. But Jelly Roll says he knows he's heading in the right direction. George Williams, SRN News.
The Chosen is coming to Amazon Prime Video. After the new season debuts in movie theaters next month, Prime Video will be the streaming home for the popular series about the life of Jesus Christ. Last year, The Chosen severed ties with Angel Studios, which had distributed the show when it was first premiered in 2019. More news at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Standing all day at work can take a toll on your health.
Store clerks, surgeons, and others may experience leg swelling, back pain, and other conditions from the prolonged periods of being on their feet. Now, most states have laws requiring seating for female workers around the turn of the 20th century. Those laws were later repealed. A handful of states have since enacted right-to-sit laws that guarantee seats for all workers under certain conditions. For everyone else, experts say try anti fatigue mats and supportive footwear. Jason Walker reporting.
Authorities have made an arrest in the theft of three luxury cars from a home where Miami quarterback Carson Beck and basketball player Hannah Cavender were staying. Toycon Anderson was arrested Thursday afternoon. The 20-year-old is one of four men accused of stealing the vehicles, including a Lamborghini. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.